Henry Faust is requested an excused absence, and Frank Pratka and Ted Weiskall both said that they will be arriving late. So I don't know how you count that.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Teresa Allen. I don't think she's here yet, is she? No. David Britton.
Here.
Thank you, David. Adriana Casanave. Thank you. Robert Gardner. Robert, you're muted.
Present.
Thank you. Patrick Hoyt. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
And your hat. Marianne Martinez. Marianne's not here yet. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Perpetually, so far.
Out west. Frank Pratka. He's coming later, right? Nancy Sabar Naratomi.
Present.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Thank you. Deb Shafto. Not yet. Sister Mama Sonia. I saw her. Sister Mama Sonia.
I thought I saw her too.
Okay, we'll get William Stone.
Present. I'm here.
Thank you. Cassandra Thibodeau.
Present.
Thank you. Richard Uzel is present. Sandy Weinman.
Is present.
Thank you. Ted Weiskel.
Late. We'll be coming in late.
Okay. Venetia Williams.
Present.
Thank you. Egberto Willis.
Jackson.
Present.
Thank you. Susan Young.
Present.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
All right. Moving right along. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Yep. The next item of business on the agenda is to approve the agenda. Are there any questions? The agenda was sent out.
So moved.
Thank you.
Adriana?
That was Adriana.
Yes.
Are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Was there a second?
Yes, second.
Sorry.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. We've also received by email the minutes of the August 10th meeting. Are there any questions about that?
I move approval.
Second.
Are there any objections to approving the minutes of the previous meeting? Hearing no objections, the minutes of the previous meeting are approved. Item number 5. Sorry, Richard.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh. Staff recognitions. We can go around in an orderly manner. How does that sound? We can raise our hands. We can raise our virtual hands. I can raise my hand like this. I think there's another hand. No, I don't want that. I don't know. I'm sorry. Susan has her hand up for staff recognition. Go, Susan.
Well, let me just say that there are so many people to thank, staff, present, past, whatever. I was delighted, Sandy's listing of thank yous for people who had volunteered found its way to Arthur Schwartz, our national general counsel. And he forwarded it to the entire PNB, as a, this is how you do it. You know, it was absolutely great. I just know I work a lot with Robin, who does absolutely everything. Markeisha, congratulations on becoming the national business manager. Her role is incredibly important. Howard is just a miracle man. And then there are all these people who have come to the fore who were helping about, you know, about putting the building together and getting the studio set up. Another person to thank is sitting here on the screen with us, and that's Marlo Galdang Blue.
Hey, Marlo.
So anyway, I mean, there are just a lot of people to thank, and things are very
okay. We lost you there for a second, Susan. Nancy's got your hand up. Go, Nancy.
Yes, this last fund drive, I think it was very nice to hear so many of our programmers making a pitching cart. And it was nice to hear around three or four singers, local singers. I'm sorry, I remember two of the names. I don't remember all four, so I'm not going to say the two names. But that was nice, too. So I really liked it. These were all positive pitches and nothing like, well, if you don't give, I'm going to lose my show or something like that. It was very, very nice. And I also did not go to the Watermelon Fest or social, but Robin Lewis reported that Howard made a 20-minute looped video history of KPFT, and she said it was cool and that she suggested we use it in future events. So thank you, Howard Reynolds. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you, Nancy. Anybody else for staff recognition? Is that Richard?
Richard. Yes, I would like to thank Sandy and Mo and Otis and John and Markeisha and Howard for their good construction of a radio build out that is following up the many, many plans that many people have developed to get KPFT back broadcasting in in-person studios in the Third Ward, Midtown, Museum communities of Houston. And I would like to thank our certificate ED, Stephanie Wells. B&B chair.
Somebody is not muted. You've got some background noise. It might be you, Nisi.
Okay.
Sorry, Richard.
And I would like to thank our Pacifica ED, Stephanie Wells, PNB chair, Julie Hewitt, I believe it is, and the ICO from NEDA, Julie Kennard, for supporting our news station. Thank you, guys, and everybody else that did stuff.
Thank you, Richard. Anybody else for staff recognition? Nancy, is your hand still up?
No, I forgot one more person.
Okay.
Is it okay? Okay. I'd like to thank staff Rodrigo Bravo for working on our social media, our Facebook, and helping that to get it moving. This is what Teresa reported. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Rodrigo. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, last call for staff recognition. I just want to say I want 4 seconds to just repeat what Susan said and, you know, what Susan said. Everybody has been working their butts off at that building, and Sandy posted a little tiny video on Facebook today and walked us through the building, and it was just amazing and really encouraging and exciting and all of those wonderful adjectives. The next item on the agenda, in fact, speaking of Sandy, is the IGM report. Dr. Weinman.
Oh, we're in bad shape if I'm your doctor. Okay. Thank you, Jane. Yeah, and I'd personally like to thank Robin and Markeisha and Howard, Marlo, Rourke, everybody that's been coming up regularly, doing the heavy lifting, and almost
literally.
Oh yeah, in this case, literally. And to Mo, who's working long hours to this week to get us back on the air, and John Amella behind the scenes driving the procurement of endless parts and pieces, you just wouldn't believe the number of which are required to get this all together. So this is truly a team effort. I should also mention Arthur Schwartz. Gotta say he's an attorney. He's not the accounts payable department, but he's kind of turned into that as a fiduciary for the money that we're allowed to spend here. And we're dealing with contractors and people that need to get paid. And he's been really good about following up and making sure that when the invoices are sent and the OKs are given, that the checks are sent out to these small businesses around Houston that we've hired to help us get this all together. So it's a whole team of people. I think that's the first thing to say. And it's not restricted to staff. In my written report, which was circulated, you noticed that there were several activities that took place involving moving out of a storage unit, and we had a whole team of people moving furniture from that was donated by Retro Metro Furniture, Joe Marcinkowski, into the building. We had a whole team of people. We had a box truck. You know, how many people have a box truck in their driveway to help KPFT with? Malcolm Hackney does, and he's donated that now 3 times to move big loads into the building. That helped us empty out one storage unit entirely. So now we're down to one, having the price per month. And we were just in there today fishing around, figuring out what we're going to do. We may wind up keeping one, be just for keeping the storage of things that will not fit in the building. So whether it stays up on Westheimer or whether it moves a little closer, that remains to be seen. But the idea of having one would be probably a good idea. So I've listed several names for each of these activities. Mac McPherson and Ted Weisel, I don't think he's yet on this call, were involved. Thank you for that. You know, as well as a lot of other people that came out consistently. You'll see them in the report. And Nancy mentioned Rodrigo. Rodrigo has a very good talent, good knowledge of, a good working knowledge of social media and websites and how they should look and how they should work and how to make that happen. He's now engaged with Robin, our webmaster, and others. And he's working very hard to make sure that when you post on Facebook, and it'll go to Twitter and Twitch and all the other places where we have social media accounts, and that would be your message, our message, will be amplified across those social media platforms. I truly believe that social media is going to be a real big key to growing KPFT going forward, as well as really great content. So thank you, Rodrigo. I think I talked a little bit last time about a postage meter from Pitney Bowes and a copier from Canon, both of which were in storage, along with some moldy chairs and CD racks and other parts and pieces that are still in that storage unit. Anyway, we worked a deal with both Pitney Bowes and Canon to release us from our contract, saving us in the long run around $3,500, and in the short run paying out a precious amount of money, about $6,000, to get that done. However, we did away with a $783 a month bill in the process. So we'll get our money back and then some. And we have workarounds for both. We no longer use a postage meter. Robin has a service she's able to use. And as far as a copier goes, I think those are now called printers that you have on your desk. Just got to pay for the ink. But as it turns out, you have to pay for toner on a copier, so we're all even. I also want to mention that today was a really cool day. I wish you could have all been down there to see what happened. Today, the studio glass was put in. So now when you're sitting in the air studio, you can gaze through the glass to the performance studio. And a familiar door is hung on the air studio. It's not quite sealed yet. It's got to be sealed up. We got a little work to do there. But you now have a very good acoustic space with some carpeting that was put down. And getting really excited because there's equipment on the table. So all this happened today. The glass went in. Mo was down there with a gentleman named Majid. He got a 12-line phone system working today, all different extensions where you can transfer back and forth and leave messages or pick up your voicemail. It's a very professional Telos V6, or a very professional office phone system. In addition, we have a Telos V6 for the studio that we're working on. We had an emergency with that. The base unit, we bought it off eBay, and the base unit has a repair. So we're getting a temporary a rental unit, and we'll send the other one off for repair. Even with the math as it sits, we're saved about $2,500 buying off eBay as opposed to getting something new. So that was a good move by John Amella. So all this happened today. So nice progress. I urge everybody, if you want, on the board to come on down and walk through the building. I think when you see it, when you're able to get your eyes on it, you'll understand what's been going on. This is a remarkable task that's coming together very quickly. So September 24th at noon, Saturday, the new schedules that we met with the programmers, negotiated with the programmers on time slots, had a number of really great conversations with people, and found out what was driving any concerns. And in 99% of the cases, we were able to get around them and I think make people, for the most part, happy. So it was good. Everybody's coming together on the volunteer staff side, the programming staff. And I think you'll find that it's a real good environment, a community, a real tight-knit community. So thanks to all the programmers that have gracefully accepted the schedules, and we're ready to move forward on September 24th at noon. We'll be live noon to 6. We'll be taking phone calls. I've invited programmers to stop by and say hi on the air. After all, it's been 2 years and 9 months or 8 months since we've been on the air live, and that's a long time. And it's kind of funny, as a programmer, now going from doing things at home to going back to the studio. And it really is I've gotten a lot of interesting comments from people about that. Everybody's a little bit nervous about going back on the air live. So there'll be a new excitement with all of that. But September 24th at noon, again, KPFT will be live, and hopefully shortly thereafter we'll have live performance, live talk shows, and the rest of it. Initially, we'll be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The area that the building's located in, there's a lot of homeless. There's a lot of activity in the evening, and we have people coming from all over Houston with different abilities to, say, defend themselves just in case. So 8 to 8, and on top of that, we have to train people on the board. And on top of that, the studio really won't be finished for probably another 6 weeks. We have parts and pieces still that on order that won't get here, but we'll have a functional air studio, and we're ready to take advantage of that. Hopefully two before Mo leaves town Saturday. So that's all good stuff. Everybody should be super excited about all of that. In terms of cash on hand, Markeisha reported 2 days ago, we had $41,147.29. We'll have another fund drive. It's going to start October 5th. The financial goal for that drive will be $150,000. And we'll have the balance of the month to get there if we need it. I hope we can do it in a shorter span than that. So we've paid our bills for the month, and the money that we have right now is about equal to what was given by the Brown Foundation. In other words, if that grant hadn't been there, our bank account would be at zero. So don't be deceived by the number of that's there. We owe certain things to the Brown Foundation in the form of a repeater north and west of town, mostly west, around where 71 meets 10. And we have to put that in, and we have to spend the money. And that money that's in the bank account now, if we were to do that, would be almost all consumed at that point. So keep those things in mind. I don't have too much else to add. I'll take some questions. It's been a real long week. and it's continued a long week, so bear with me. Thank you.
What is the bank balance again?
As of September 12th, NISI, $41,147.29. And if you go over to Robin Lewis's report, which is appended to the one I issued here, and Robin did a really complete job, she lists a section on grants. And you'll see that the Brown Foundation donated a large sum of money to get this repeater put in place through the prison program.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Anybody else have questions for Sandy? Nancy, do you have your hand up?
Yes.
Go ahead, Nancy, and then Richard.
Yes. I've been hearing on the air programmers saying that their show is going to be at a different time starting September 24th. Is that true? Is it for everybody?
Right. Nancy, I mean, that's a good question. So let me answer. I should have said that again. I'm a little bit, little tired here. September 24th, we're going live at noon, as I said. And when we go live, yes, there is a new schedule. And there'll be links posted on our website to that schedule with Otis's Magic and Confessor. We'll probably get those up there by Saturday, a week before our launch. And you can take a look at them. We're still moving things around, you know, so it's hard to put the final schedule up when the one in back of that is yet to be written.
The reason is because if programmers know that their shows are going to be moved, please let the LSB members know about these changes. Don't leave us out of the loop. We really would like to have could you email us a schedule?
Nancy, let me repeat. It's not, there were name changes and time changes and, you know, Marlo can attest, we're up to like version 18 or something now. So I'm not going to post information if it's not accurate. At some point this gets frozen, and when it does, then they'll get posted.
Okay, and I have one more question. You know, we have not announced on the air when we have our LSB meetings, and that's a requirement at least 1 week in advance. Article 7, which section is it? I forgot which section, but it's letter D, what is it? Section 6, yeah. And D, letter D, notice that we should do at least 7 days in advance, 4 times on 4 different days. And we haven't done this since Obidike Kamau was our manager in 2017 for 3 months. So could we get in compliance with the bylaws and do that? And not only the LSB meetings, but LSB committee meetings, which you agreed would be started, but can we start them earlier? Because, you know, it is possible to make carts, and we could let people know about how to join these meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Maybe somebody on the board would like to volunteer to make those carts and then send them in MP3.
Volunteer.
30 seconds worth.
I have a question. Hello?
Who is that?
Gardner.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Gardner.
Wait, Richard was next, and then and then you, Mr. Gardner. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, once again, the station, especially you, Sandy, nobody I know talk to you, Mr. Rich.
You're not Richard. You're not on the board and you can't talk.
I can't. Why not?
That's right.
Rich, you got my phone number. You can give me a call.
I don't have to call you. I mean, I'm just letting you know.
Public comment, sir. I'm trying
public
to
comment. Yes, come back during public comment. Thank you. Richard?
Sandy, I wanted to, and for instance there, Mr. Interim, I want to thank you for this report. This is, where is this report? This is the most intense, detailed report I've seen in a long, long time. And I think you said, Robin helped with it too. Thank you for this. This is great information.
Part of the job, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions for the IGM?
Gardner.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Bob. I apologize. Go ahead. It's because I can't see a hand, but go ahead.
I don't know how to activate a hand. Sorry. Has building security been addressed?
By what we're doing, we have a gate. It's now motorized, so you can't get in unless somebody lets you in or you know the code on the keypad. And when you come up to the building, we've installed one. There'll be a total of three when they're done. Metal doors, fire crash safety doors. The two entrances that you can get in are going to have magnetic locks. There's one window in the studio that faces the street. It's, I think, a 5x3 window. It's a large window. And what's there will be replaced by a 5x3 bulletproof or bullet resistant or whatever. They're called bulletproof glass. And that's the security steps we've taken. Okay. In addition, we're putting in new smoke and CO2 detectors. And we have fire extinguishers with tags on them, verifying operation, several of them through the building. So that's about what I can give you for safety. Apart from those of you that have been to the property, you know that the front porch is in disrepair. Several of the travertine tiles are broken or loose. And Debbie Smith, who's on the building committee, who has already done so much, and I should have also mentioned during my report that she'll be back this coming weekend to do a make-ready clean. Her family owns a custom, they're custom builders. They build large homes. So they know the process for make ready. And this is otherwise it's like a ServPro thing, saving a lot of money. So anyway, I digress. She's going to fix that front porch and put a rail up there as well. So there'll be a handrail. We already have a handicap ramp in the back and that entrance is guarded by a mag lock and a steel door.
Excellent. Thank you, Sandy.
Yes.
All right. Hey, I don't see any other questions from board members. Welcome, Teresa Allen. I see you there. And Frank. There's Frank. Hi, Frank. We are doing very well on the agenda, and it is time. May I have a drum roll, please, for Sean McPherson to talk to us about the 2022-2023 budget. Are you ready, Mike, Mac?
Well, all I can tell you is I have forwarded the proposed budget that was put out by the Finance Committee. I sent it to everyone on the LSV, I want to say Monday. It is what it is. It's a little bit aspirational, but you know, the bills are what they are. We got when I say the budget is aspirational, you know, nobody knows what the revenue will be, but we have an idea based on history. And, we anticipate that, particularly because we will be back on the air live from the studio, we anticipate that we will, increase those revenues. We ask that budget be now passed out from the LSB and on to the PNB and National Finance Committee. The it We're supposed to have that done by October, October 1, I think it is. And so we're on schedule, if only we can do that this evening.
Richard, to the stack, the floor or something.
Go ahead, Richard.
I second the motion.
Mac, was that a motion?
Yes, so, that was my motion to forward.
And Susan seconded it. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks, Richard. Keep me honest.
Hey.
Is there any discussion of the budget? Now, please bear in mind two things. As we've pointed out, we almost can't cut anything else out of the budget. We really are dependent on increasing the revenue side of the budget. And we say it every time we meet. We need to be consistent with our fundraising. Every single one of us as individuals and as families needs to be conscious of the need to, and it doesn't, nobody has to write a check for $5,000 unless you want to, but recruit your friends, your listeners, the people you know to sign up for a consistent $5, $10, $20 a month. That will really help stabilize our financial situation. And that's the end of my soapbox. I'm done. Questions for Mac.
Madam Chair, I have my hand up.
Yes, ma'am. I see your hand. Go ahead.
Thank you. The question is for Sandy. Sandy, do you feel comfortable with what is in this budget? How do you feel about it?
Thank you, Adriana. Well, first off, let me tell you that Markeisha knows the business operation at KPFT. She prepared this budget. And we looked at it, and we had comments, and she modified the budget because the comments that came back from the committee were pertinent and correct, and I added a couple to those. So I worked with Markeisha a little bit on this, and I think this is plus or minus a very realistic picture. The heartburn that I have is not on the expense side. We know what it costs, except for maybe the power bill we're going to get or the water bill we're going to get with the new building. We don't know what those are, but Markeisha put a fairly generous amount of $1,000 for utilities to cover all that. We're just going to have to feel our way through that. So I'm comfortable with it. It's the revenue side. And that's been the case the last few years with us. So if we outperform on the revenue side, we'll go from a small deficit, hopefully to even, if not to a small positive. And that's truly my goal as we go through these fund drives each and every time this year, to get back to where we can do state and make a $200,000, $250,000 per drive. There's no reason why we can't do that if we do this right.
Good question and a good answer. Thank you both. Nancy, do you have your hand up?
Yes. At the last Finance Committee meeting, we were shown the newly revised budget, and then quickly it was voted on and to send to the LSB. Could we have a copy of it? I mean, we didn't get a copy of it, and we only saw on the screenshot on the Zoom. And actually, if we had had more time to look at it, we might have had more questions. It was such a short meeting, like, 40 minutes, it was, that's the shortest finance meeting I've ever been to.
Madam Chairman, may I respond?
Could I finish
your question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Why is the chat disabled? This is like,
the chat is disabled.
I would like
point
to finish
of,
my question.
Point of order.
If you don't mind.
Point of
no.
Order. No, point of order.
Why are we
discussion.
Deliberately
we're on the
freedom
agenda.
Of speech.
Point of order.
Nancy.
This is not on the agenda.
It's not, we're not discussing that right now.
Sure.
We're talking about the budget.
May I respond to the member's inquiry?
Please do.
I sent the budget, the entire spreadsheet with all cells to every single member of the LSB. You can ask Richard about that. Because I'm not going to put him on the spot, but you can ask Richard about that. I've sent it to everyone. If you don't retrieve it, if you don't check your email, That's on you. If you're a member of this committee, if you're a member of the LSB, that's your responsibility to keep up with this stuff. It was sent to you Monday morning. Thank you.
I'm referring to the last one that we were shown just before we voted. And
that
it had
it.
A little bit different numbers. And so I didn't have any, you know, I was surprised we were voting to send it to the LSB. We didn't have any really discussion on it.
The member is incorrect. The member is incorrect in all respects.
And it's irrelevant.
There was a full discussion, and what she was sent, what all members were sent on Monday morning is exactly what was discussed on, what was it, on the 31st, I think it was.
Right.
Whatever the meeting.
I could only see what you were allowing us to see on the screenshot. We could not see everything.
You have, Nancy, I'm sorry. Nancy, I'm sorry. You were given the entire budget on Monday. That is the budget that was voted out of committee. So I'm asking you respectfully to stand down for a moment.
Richard to the stack.
Richard, Susan was next. Then Adriana, then Richard. Can you all keep track of yourselves? Susan, go.
Yeah. I was just going
to... You're cutting out.
Your signal is
weak.
Say
that as a member of the committee, the budget was just... Okay. Is it better?
Yes.
Can you hear better? Okay,
yes.
Great. That it was discussed in more than one meeting. We knew what was coming about. And I received the budget by email, and I knew it was coming. I looked for it, and I studied it. So I believe that we have been fully informed by the committee chair.
Thank you, Susan. Adriana, you're next.
Yes. We received it Monday, September 12th, at least I received it at 10:55 a.m. Yes, it's the entire budget. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Richard Uzel, go.
The first version of the budget was sent to everybody, and we talked about it over and over at committee meeting probably 3 or 4 months ago. And then that was revised, and we got those sent to all of us, not just a couple people. And we talked about all that for several meetings. And we've been talking about this for 3 or 4 meetings, and to act like you're surprised is kind of
disingenuous.
Thank you.
Okay, moving along, the chair will entertain a motion to adopt the budget.
You already got it.
Is it? Okay. All right. It was made and seconded.
Yep.
Calling the question. All in favor of approving the budget as it was voted out of the Finance Committee, please respond. This
Hearing
is not
objection.
A roll call vote. Do I hear any objections?
Thank you.
Hearing no objections, we won't need to roll call.
Nancy objects.
Of course you do.
Okay. Thank you,
but
Nancy.
I would like to explain why.
May you do it briefly?
Because I don't appreciate all the accusations that the chair and Richard have just made. I just said on that last meeting,
I didn't mention your name, Nancy.
You were saying I was disingenuous. Can I get it out? I did not say that it was some kind of devious thing. I'm just saying what we were shown on the last meeting was a brief look of only part of it. He did not show the whole entire spreadsheet. So I thought it was a completely newly revised thing. And so because he did not show everything and we could not touch it, we could not see it, we were only seeing what he was showing, and people were being dropped. Adriana was dropped. Ted was dropped. I was dropped 4 times during
May
the August 17th
the
meeting. So there is some kind of mechanism with his Zoom chat, his Zoom account, that is not reliable. I think we need another way to meet in the Finance Committee meeting. I recommend we do Maestro, because we never had problems like that, all these droppings. especially during votes.
Thank you, Nancy. We have received the budget. It is the budget that was voted out of committee, and there is a motion on the floor. This is not a roll call vote. We are going to call by name because of the nature of Zoom. Mac, are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Secretary, would you please gather the vote? It is 7:45. We can do this.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Thank you. Yes. David Britton.
Yes.
Yes. Lillian Kerr's not here. excuse me, Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Excuse me for coughing, folks. Robert Gartner.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patrick Hoyt, not here. And Wally James is in here. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez, did you get here?
Yes. Yes, she's here.
Thank you. Yes. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean, for all your good work. Yes. Frank Pratka.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Now she's quiet.
Nancy?
Hello?
Nancy, yeah. We're voting.
Hello? Yes? I vote yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Please don't laugh. I don't appreciate
no.
that.
Okay.
I didn't laugh.
Not good. It wasn't that funny. Deb Shafto's not here. Sister Mona Sonia, did you get here? Is she here? No. William Stone.
I'm in favor of the motion. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Crisanda Thibodeau.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Richard Uzzell. Yes. Thank you. Sandy Weinman.
In the interest of world peace, I abstain.
Ted Weissel. Did Ted ever get here? No.
I don't think he's here yet.
Venetia Williams.
Yes.
Thank you, Venetia. Yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes, and a big thank you to those guys really doing all that work at KPFT's studios.
Amen. Yes. Susan Young.
Heck yes.
Heck yes. Okay, did I pass anybody?
Richard, you didn't call me. Was that intentional?
Oh, yeah. I was going to wait till the last to call you. Okay. Ted's coming in.
I can wait. Oh.
Save the best till last.
There you go. Jane Schreiber.
All right. Heck yes.
Heck yes.
A question, point of information, whatever. Did David Britton vote? I didn't hear him vote.
He voted yes.
Great. Got it. Hi, David.
Ted, is Ted trying to get in? He's,
I'm in.
There he is.
Awesome. Welcome, Ted. Thank you.
You want to vote on?
Thank you for making the effort.
You want to vote on approving the budget?
No. Yeah, I'd like to talk about it.
It's too late.
We're in the vote.
We're in the vote. Do you want to vote? Yes, no, or maybe?
No.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Nancy would like to change her vote.
Okay. What to?
No.
Okay.
And Mr. Gartner, is that a permanent abstention? Sorry, Richard, I stepped on your toes. I'm sorry. I'll back
down. Well, I think I'm still on the board, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
We have some votes here. Fourteen yes, two no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay. The budget has been approved and will be sent forward to the PNB. Thank you all so much for all of you, the people who built the budget, and for all of you who read the budget and had good comments on it. It means a lot. Susan.
Thank you, Mac and Markeisha.
And Markeisha, yes.
Absolutely. Both Sean and I were very pleased to be able to tell the NFC last night, the National Finance Committee, that the KPFT budget we hoped would be adopted by the LSB today to be able to be sent forward to the NFC for its meeting next week. And I think we're ahead of virtually everybody.
Cool.
Yay! I'm so excited. And you guys really did. You really worked your off. Yeah, you worked. All right. It is 7:50. We have 7:51. We have 9 minutes before public comment.
Point of personal privilege.
Go.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Mac. And really to all the new people on the board this year. You're not new anymore. It's like a rookie in the NFL season. We're like on game 14 now. You're not rookies anymore. And Sean stepped into a difficult role with a ginormous spreadsheet, not having much of a background with any of this in terms of KPFT, picked it up very quickly and understood the urgency of forwarding it to the board tonight. So, Mac, thank you very much. Also for coming down and sweating along with the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, all right.
So you're welcome, I guess.
Thank you. PNB members, you have 8 minutes. Do you want to start your report? Can you finish your report in 8 minutes? You're allocated 15. So we can either talk about the show that Cassandra went to and then start public comment at 8 o'clock, or we can start PNB reports.
Why don't we go forward with PNB?
Thank you.
I think we can be quick.
Go.
Okay. Let me just start that, the committees that I serve on, National Finance Committee, as I already said, Markeisha has moved up to be business manager, which is a very important change because, NIDA will finish their services with us on September 30th. So that's an important milestone. The Finance Committee is paying attention both to looking at budgets with a tough look. There are ongoing conversations about the financial distress that the entire system is in, especially some of the stations, KPFK, WBAI, WPFW at the moment is having some trouble. And we're pleased to say that KPFT is stabilizing and is showing how that can be done, though obviously the work is not complete. So the Strategic Planning Committee is looking to do a trial non-fungible token. We are still been working on an ethical underwriting proposal to come forward to the PNB, I believe at the October meeting. And that is a pilot project that individual stations can opt into, and there are guidelines around that about what constitutes ethical underwriting, what the appropriate procedures and forms are. Let me just add that there is not currently a prohibition for underwriting, so some underwriting is already occurring at different stations. I think those are the things that I have to address.
Okay, Teresa Egberto.
Program committee, nothing to report. We're doing a lot of talking right now, a hell of a lot of talking as far as what's, you know, possibilities. I think a lot of this is going to have to be bottom up. So I think KPFT is going to have a great chance to show what we can do, and maybe things with kind of others may pick up some of this. Thanks.
Teresa can talk about elections and HR.
Yes.
Am I doing what?
Can you hear me? Before you actually disappeared from the screen.
Somebody needs to mute. I don't know.
It says my internet connection's dying.
Was that Matt? Please mute yourself. Was
okay,
that Matt?
Mute yourself. Everybody mute. Personnel was charged with starting a search for a CFO, and that has been postponed. Indefinitely, I've not been told when this will begin again, but it's a money issue. Things are so tight at National, especially with stations that have not paid into central services, that we cannot afford a CFO. I think that's critical. Hopefully we have temporarily come up with a temporary solution with our national business manager, but I think that that's a very important issue, and I encourage all of our local members to pay attention to the way the money is spent, what little we have, and also to do what you can to reduce expenses and increase income, especially to make sure that KPFT meets its financial requirements. And so because that has been postponed, we are concentrating right now on an evaluation of our executive director. So that's what we're doing right now, preparing an evaluation document. And hopefully we will have that finished and returned an evaluation for our executive director by October 16th. For elections committee, we, sad to say, people have said we do not have the money to hold the election that we should have started this year. And that's very discouraging to me, because if we don't have an election this year, we need to decide how we will seat people on the local station board. And so those are things that are coming before the national board soon. So that's what I have to report. And if you have opinions, I encourage you to...
Can you use no friend?
I encourage you to... To contact me, call me if you can, and I'd love to discuss it and take your ideas and then follow up with an email of your plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan, Egberto, and Teresa. And where is Marianne? Marianne, do you have something to add?
Marianne is on.
Yes. Marianne, do you have something to add to the PNB report? We have 2 minutes.
Well, thank you, Jane, but we don't have, I didn't have anything from my committee at this time. Okay?
Great. Thank you. Okay, Susan, anything? You can fill up 90 seconds.
If there are any questions.
Anybody have any questions for any of our national? I'm sorry?
I was just teasing Susan.
Oh, thank you.